Welcome to Revitalize and Replant with Mark Clifton, where we equip pastors to take their churches from declining to thriving by pointing them to a new future and a new hope. Join us weekly for encouragement and practical advice in your pastoring journey.
Hey, welcome to Revitalize and Replant. Thank you, Dan, for bringing us in. Once again, Dan's not with us today, but Dan will be back. Mark Halleck is always with me.
Hey, what's up?
And we are face-to-face, Halleck.
I love it.
We get together.
This.
We spend time together. We got Kyle Bierman down here running the board, and we're in Kansas City. Actually, we're out in Linwood, Kansas, outside of Kansas City a bit, at Linwood Baptist Church. Last night, you guys went and played pickleball.
We did. We
yeah.
played pickleball
That's
at
right.
this, it's called, I think, Chicken and Pickle or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
It's really cool.
And then we've had great Kansas City barbecue.
Oh,
while
my
we've been
gosh.
Here. But tell me about Chicken and Pickle.
Well, Chicken and Pickle. I mean, here's the deal, man.
Yeah.
I want to recommend if there's some listeners and you're like, man, I need to move a little more physically. Listen, pickleball is a great way to do it. And listen, I'm saying this as a tennis player,
yes,
okay?
Yes, you are a tennis player.
There's some tension between the tennis community and the pickleball community.
Oh, a lot
okay?
of tension.
Oh, yeah, a lot of tension. But I'll say, man, I'm more of a both-and guy on this one. It's like I love tennis. But I appreciate pickleball.
One of the reasons there's such tension is that the local tennis courts have become pickleball
well,
courts.
Well, exactly. That is the problem. Tennis players don't like that. But it was a blast, man. Great food. Listen, Kansas City, I've been here now 3 days.
Yes.
And I love your city, man.
I do, too.
It is a great city.
It is a great city.
I wish we could hit more. I mean, that barbecue yesterday was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. And we're talking about pickleball, guys. You know, that's an outreach for you. When
yes.
Linwood, we're here in a little town of 400 people in Linwood, Kansas, and when we have these fall festivals, the spring festivals, which we do, they let us shut down Main Street, which is no big deal. There's only three streets in town anyway. Seriously, there's no businesses on Main Street, so it sounds like a big deal. I like to say we shut down Main Street. Like, what happens is the city tells us where the barricade is. We go get it ourselves. It's in an alley behind City Hall, and we just put it out there in front. So we shut down Main Street.
Shut it all down.
But what we do is we have a portable pickleball court. We have the nets and the markings, and people come out and they play pickleball.
You bet they do.
So if you need to, you can go online, buy these portable pickleball courts. If you've got an indoor gym in your church that
yes.
nobody uses,
oh man.
Man, start talking about we're going to have pickleball, and older adults will come and play.
Oh, I love it.
Young people like to play
yep.
pickleball. But
it's great.
We're going to talk today about older adults, particularly
yeah.
older female adults. We're going to talk about widows.
Mm.
Now, if you are in a church revitalization, chances are your church has some widows in it.
Yeah.
If you're in a church that doesn't need revitalization, chances are your church has some widows in it. If you're in a brand new church, maybe 6 months old, you may not have any widows, but you should have.
And you will,
but you should have.
Yeah.
In other words, I always tell guys, and I've planted a lot of churches in my life, you know, what is your plan as a church planter to care for the 88-year-old widows who live in your community?
Mm,
I mean,
that's good.
And why should we care for widows, Mark?
Yeah.
Give me a...
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, listen, the first thing that comes to my mind is James 1:27, which says, religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. It's clear that the Lord, there's a heart that we see, I'd say, throughout the New Testament, throughout the scriptures, to care for the widow, to
yes.
care for those who cannot help themselves, that are hurting, that are lonely, that are broken. And we as pastors have to lead the way in this.
Just do a quick word study of the word widow in the scripture, particularly in the New Testament, and find out how important it is
yes.
for Christians to care for widows.
Yeah.
And by the way, when Jesus wanted to show the ultimate picture of generosity.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Who did he choose? He chose the poorest widow.
That's right.
The widow's mite.
That's
he
right.
never ignored widows. And I will tell you, I think sometimes in church, certainly in church planting, and certainly in church revitalization, sometimes we ignore the widows.
Yeah.
We're looking for people who can help us grow our church.
Yes.
We're looking for young families. We're looking, and I talk about this all the time, looking for young men who can be male leadership in our church, create new elders and all that kind of thing, raise up new pastors.
Yep.
It's so easy for us to look at these elderly widows who come every Sunday and are faithful every week. And frankly, we've talked about it before. Sometimes when people get older, they can get a little more cantankerous.
Mm-hmm.
They can get they resist any kind of change all that kind of stuff. But we are compelled by the Holy Spirit, by the Scripture, to care for widows. That's it needs to be a primary strategy of a revitalization.
Amen.
In a previous podcast, I think the last one we did, we talked about the fact that they'll follow your leadership in a revitalization only to the degree that they trust you as a shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm telling you what, those elderly widows, they may not be able to do a lot of work in the church. They may not be able to reach a lot of young families.
Mm-hmm.
You can't raise up young elders with them. But I'll tell you what, they have relationships in that church, and they're able to have influence in that church that you could never have.
Yes, that's right.
And if they follow you and they believe in you and they trust you, that will permeate to the rest of the congregation. On the other hand, Mr. Halley,
if
they don't follow you and they don't believe you and they don't trust you, that will also permeate to the rest of the congregation. But we don't do this to manipulate them or to win their trust.
No, no, that's right.
We do this because the Scripture tells us to do it.
Amen. That's
so
exactly
we're
going to
talk about seven.
Yep.
Get ready.
Yep.
We're going to put them in the show notes so you don't have to write them down.
Yep.
But you may want to write them down just because for those of you who are keeping score at home. Okay, so.
Seven ways we care for or we can care for widows in our churches.
Number one.
Okay, number one is this. And this is foundational. You've got to stay connected. Stay connected to them.
And that can be hard to do because sometimes we're so focused on reaching new people, following up with new families. And sometimes if you've got young families, you've got a lot of marital counseling you have to do and all that kind of thing. And here are these sweet elderly ladies. Many of them show up early every Sunday.
Yep.
They sit in the same place. You know, a lot of widows are not demanding.
Mm.
They don't come and ask you for things.
That's right.
They're easy to overlook.
Yep. That's
that doesn't mean you don't say, we're glad to have you, you know, Miss Susan, so glad you're here today. And that's all you say.
Yep.
And you can't do that.
I'll tell you what, in every week, Pastor, you need to make sure that you not only say hi, but you give those sweet ladies a hug. You know, I had a pastor friend tell me once, he said, you know, a lot of widows aren't touched all week long.
Mm.
And the power of just a gentle, loving hug on a Sunday morning that says, I love you, Jesus loves you, and we care about you in this
church. And so here's how you stay connected. Are you ready? Find out what their hobbies are. Do they like to quilt? Do they like to cook? Do they like to garden? Find out what it is they like to do. Find out who their grandchildren are and their great-children are by name. Hey, Susie, how you've got grandchildren, right? Oh, yes, Pastor. You got some great-grandchildren? Yes, Pastor. And you know what? If you pull out your iPhone or if you've got a little notebook and you carry with you, nobody does that anymore, pull out a little pad or something, and you say, would you mind giving me their names? Because this week I want to pray specifically for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren.
That's good.
And then talk to them about their stay connected in their lives, things that they're interested in. That's how you stay connected with them. And so you're not just overlooking them and ignoring them. And it takes intentionality.
Yes.
But stay connected to these widows. Number two.
Number two is this. Say that you are sorry for their loss.
And, you know, it may be recent. It may be they lost their husband this year, obviously. Then you would certainly say that. But they may have lost their husband 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And at some point or a time, when you ask them about their husband, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. You say, I'm really sorry for your loss.
Yes, exactly.
Just let them know you care.
You care. That's
I think many widows feel like, do they really even realize what I've lost?
So
let them know that you're aware of what they've lost, and you're very sorry for that, and you empathize with
them really
for that.
That's really good. And that does lead to number three, which is call and ask specific questions.
Yes. Tell me about your husband. Tell me about your marriage. Tell me about raising these children. They want to tell stories. Look, that's not only true with widows. It's obviously true with widowers.
Mm-hmm.
This can go both ways,
right?
We just don't have as many widowers, partially because when an elderly man loses his wife, he usually finds another one within 6 months because he doesn't want to cook for himself or take care of himself. If you're listening to this,
that's not untrue.
No, and if you've been a pastor for very long, you see how a lot of these older men, they find a wife pretty quick, and that's because the odds are for them. Yeah. I mean, there's so many more elderly women, and they don't want to be alone, and so my experience has been I don't have nearly as many widowers because men don't live as long. And if they do, they tend to get married again. widows, a lot of them tend never to get married again, and for a variety of reasons. And so, you know, talk to them about their loss, about what their loved one, about their history, because whether it's a widower or a widow or just an older couple even, they like to tell stories.
Yes.
I remember, and I find myself doing this the older I get. Those of you who listen to this podcast go, Clifton, you're telling another story. And I look over at Kyle, or if it's Dan who's doing it, I see them giving me this sign like, okay, speed it up. We don't want to hear this story again. But I remember when my parents grew older and I take my mother to the doctor. And the doctor, or not the doctor, but like the technician who was doing something for her there would ask her a simple question. And rather than just answering the simple question, my mother would go into this extended story, right, that had nothing to do with the question, really. You know, something about, you know, when was the last time you ate such and such? And my mother said, well, last night we went to this restaurant, and it was really good. My son liked this, and all this story. Because there's something about them at that age. They need to tell stories.
Yeah, that's so true.
And
that's
got to take time and listen to their stories.
And listen well. I mean, look at them. Listen. Nod your head. Encourage them. Be an active listener. That's really good.
You know how to be an active listener? Because I'm going to be honest, it's kind of hard for me to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just something that I have to really battle and wrestle with.
Yep.
But someone told me one time, you know, if I'm watching a documentary on television, I love to watch history documentaries. I can't get enough of them, and I just eat them up. And so if I'm watching a good history documentary on TV, I'm really paying attention to what's going on.
Yep.
And so if I'm talking especially to an older person or something like that, I just, in my mind, I just sort of go to say, okay, I'm watching a history documentary. Yeah. And I focus as though I'm watching a movie. Okay? Because when I'm watching that history documentary, I'm not thinking about the next thing I'm going to say.
No, you're all in, man.
I'm all in.
Yeah,
it's all about me listening.
Because
I'm not talking back to the TV and giving the TV my version of what happened. I'm just listening. So I think sometimes if you have a hard time listening, just pretend you're watching a movie.
Listen, it's true.
And just listen.
Well, here's the flip side. You and I were talking about this yesterday, and I won't mention the guy's name, but, you know, when you meet someone that you care about, you look up to, and this was a dude that I met who really respected, he's an author, and spent some time with him, and it was very clear the whole time we were together that he really wasn't listening to me. He wasn't really interested.
Right.
And, you know, it didn't make me feel very good.
And it wasn't just that he didn't ignore you.
Yeah, yeah.
He asked you questions you could tell he didn't really care whether you answered or not.
Right. And I just don't want anyone to ever feel that way with me, and I sure don't want widows to feel that way. Okay, here's the next one. Okay, we're up to number four here. Is, you know, it's interesting because this article asked widows, what can we do?
By the way, this is an article from Lifeway, and we'll post it on the show notes.
And it's, refer to our husband's acts or words, serious or humorous. Like, talk to us.
What did your husband like to do?
Yeah. What was he like?
I mean, if you just ask a widow at some point, what did your husband like to do? Did your husband like to fish? Was he a farmer? Did he like to hunt? Did he like to cook? Did he like to cook out? Did he like to camp? What kind of things did your husband like to do? You will be amazed how they'll just light up and talk about that. So, ask them about their husband.
Okay, next one. Invite them to anything and everything.
Yes.
So, again, you're going to a game, you're going to, not that they're going to take you up on everything, but just to invite them to things, invite them over for dinner, be thoughtful, be mindful of the widows in your church.
Right. And make sure if you're having something at church, you say, you know, we sure would like to have you there, Miss
Yes,
Lily.
Exactly.
And that kind of thing. Here's another thing you can do. This is an additional one. It's not in the list, but one of the churches I served, other churches do this too. I love it. Every year around Valentine's Day, they would have a widow's banquet, and the deacons would put that banquet on, and they would decorate the church really
cool.
And they would the deacons would cook all the food. Mm. The deacons would do the serving at the tables. We would usually have some entertainment. We'd bring someone in to sing or to do some comedy or even some magic or something that was fun. And we would just have a great time at the widow's banquet.
Mm.
And it was a wonderful way to let them know they were loved.
I love that.
And a great way for the deacons to care for them.
Oh, it's great. Number six is accept that we are where we are. This is where we are in life. And I think journey with us, I think is what they would say in that place.
Yeah, and understand where they are and live with them at that place. Yep. And help them understand that you know the sort of the struggle, the loneliness, the pain that they must feel.
That's right. Yep. And then the seventh one is walk the talk. Walk the talk.
Yeah. Don't just give lip service to these things, but find out. Here's what walk the talk means. Are you ready? This is what it means. You asked them earlier, what kind of things do you like to do? Mm. I love to quilt. Do you really? Would you happen to have any of your quilts that maybe my wife and I could come look at?
Yes.
I'm telling you, she would be delighted. And you go over to her house and you look at her quilts
and talk about
how beautiful they are.
That's right.
And then she says, you know, I like to garden. Really? Mm. You know, my wife and I, we like to garden. Or better yet, my wife and I don't know the first thing about gardening.
Would you teach us?
Yeah,
that's right.
Could you teach us how to garden? Or I love to cook. Do you really? Mm. Well, what do you like to cook? I had an older lady at Warnell who loved to cook, and she said, oh, I love to cook. And I said, really, what do you like to cook? Oh, I love to bake. I love to make cakes. And this is what I said. And honestly, it worked. I said, you know, my mom used to love to make me a lemon cake for my birthday.
Huh.
And immediately she said, oh, I'll do that.
Is that right?
And every year I was at Warnell, she made me a lemon cake for my birthday.
And she loved doing it.
And she loved doing
that. That's great.
So find ways to do that. And then lastly, this is an extra one, all right? This is an important one, though. Find out when their anniversary was or would have been. Hmm. And on their what would be their wedding anniversary, you and your wife send them a card that they get in the mail
that says,
we're thinking of you on this day. And maybe even if you have a smaller church, you and your wife drop by on that day and maybe take a small plant and say, look, Miss Sally, I know this is a tough day for you. Your husband's been gone for 20 years. This was your wedding anniversary. Just want you to know we love you and care for you.
That's great.
This is here. Yeah. And then I guess here's another one more, right? The scripture tells us to pray for widows. I have done this at Warnell, and you can ask the widows, you can say, would it be all right this Sunday morning if we prayed for you?
Mm.
And then just literally on Sunday morning sometimes say, you know, the scripture tells us to pray for widows. Miss Susie, you've been here every week for years. We're just going to pray for you right now. Then the next week, pray for another widow and another widow. Be intentional about loving and caring, serving widows. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And in revitalization, it'll really help you build the trust of the congregation.
Amen.
All right?
So good. Well said. Hey, would you subscribe? Would you let some people know? We are here to serve you. It's a joy. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for joining us today on Revitalize and Replant. This podcast is brought to you by the North American Mission Board, where we help dying or struggling churches regain health for the glory of God and the good of their communities. If you found this conversation helpful, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. To learn more about becoming a replanting pastor or to explore resources about revitalization for your own church, visit churchreplanters.com.